from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right, so here's the deal. Mike just said to me, they got to do something. The Atlanta Hawks were
there is no tomorrow.
The Atlanta Hawks, according to reports, were uninterested in trading their centers, Clint Capela and Onyeka Okongwu. This was going to be to New Orleans, okay? We traded DJ, but this was in addition to that, okay, for Brandon Ingram. And the report says that, as it turned out, Atlanta didn't have much interest in giving Ingram his next contract or moving their top two centers. Okay, so according to sources. So with that said, Mike, and again, when you say to me, they got to do something, you're trying to improve. I was just having this conversation with one of our listeners who was like, man, you know, these aprons, they're going to not allow you to go. You know, you can't go star chasing. Listen, this is all you need to know about these aprons. It won't allow teams to keep these mega stars together for as long, but teams will still pay these guys. Mm-hmm. You're still going to do what you need to do. The idea, and this is why Steph Curry said over the weekend, he thinks dynasties are done because the NBA has created this rule system where, Mike, it's going to be hard to keep guys who are making 250, 230, 280, 300, whatever it's going to be. Right.
Unless you're going totally in the luxury tax.
Like, every year, and you're not going to do that.
Unless you're winning and you're making it back and you have ownership that's committed to it, like, you know, the Clippers because they got a billionaire, or Boston who's up for sale, Golden State.
So, but you're still going to have a 3 to 4 year run, and then you're going to see the teams change because no owner in his right mind is going to stay in that apron number two. With that said, here's something, and then I want you to tell me what you think. It's been over 1,000 days since the Hawks have signed a free agent to something bigger than a minimum contract. 3 years. Three full seasons. I just want you to think about that.
Because DeJounte's contract net kicks in this year.
Correct.
Oh, shockingly, he's off the books.
So, what should we do? If this report is true,
can we trade for a new owner?
We're going to take it for its word. All right, these reports are out there.
Right.
I trusted the folks at The Athletic who originally reported this, but it's out there now. And I'm just saying, here's the deal. If you're telling me, Dukes, this is not a good trade, and you don't like Brandon Ingram or whatever, I just get back to the fact of Clint Capela is not going to be on this team after this season.
No, it's an expiring contract. And look, by the way, we talked a lot this year, this last few months, about this trade exception. When we moved John Collins, initially it was just under $24 million that we could use towards a trade. It expired yesterday. We did not use it. So we had a marker. We did use it for some smaller players, you know, bench players. So we chipped away at it. So it was around $20 million. We didn't use it. We didn't utilize it. It was there. I mean, that was – now, again, I know, as Carl just laid out, these aprons and this and the whole tax structure is so confusing. But no matter how you slice it, you had a marker in a craps game or a poker game, and you decided not to use it.
Right.
Okay, that's because – for what? Because ultimately, you'd maybe trade for someone other than an expiring contract, you'd result in you have to give the guy a contract. Brandon Ingram, I get it. The Pelicans told him, you just laid it out, they weren't going to give him a max deal, 4-year, $208 million deal. And I also understand the Hawks fans who are hitting us back saying, Brandon Ingram can't stay healthy. Yes, but he also is a guy that scores a lot of points.
He can score.
And he plays good defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and someone say, well, wouldn't he and Jalen Johnson be redundant? It'd be a nice problem to have.
I agree. I mean, you're talking about length and size and defense?
Yes, along with Trey.
Come on.
You know, and then Dyson Daniels doesn't have to score. He'll just do defense because that's kind of what he does anyway when he came from the Pelicans. Guys, if you are content to do nothing, this is the team for you. Because let's review.
They got to do something.
We trade John Collins for nothing. We don't use the trade exception. We trade for DeJounte Murray. We give up 3 number ones. We turn around. We get 2 back. We bring in Sadiq Bey. We give up four number twos. We let him go, right? They're not bringing Sadiq Bey. He's gone.
No.
So, I mean, guys, I mean, yes, we all love Jalen Johnson. And Jalen Johnson is showing some amazing sparks. And he looks like he's going to be the next big thing. As last year, he played in 56 games, could not stay healthy at times, 16 points. It was electrifying. But you're really expecting him to really just crank it up. So it's Trey and Jalen Johnson. DeJounte's production is off the books. Capella, guys, he can't miss. He can't hit a two-footer.
Bunnies.
You know, and but the only
putbacks.
But you like Okongwu. Tell me what Okongwu's going to do this year. Okongwu's going to do what?
If he's healthy, he can. And here's the deal. I think we forget about this. So I'll take you guys back to he's a guy, Mike, that can guard. Okay, you're not going to stop any of these superstars, but he's a guy that can guard a Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's a guy that can defend these bigger Porzingis. Okay, these guys that are long and can shoot. He can defend those guys. He can get around and move through pick and rolls, and those switches don't affect double O. He's a great rebounder, and I just think more than anything, Mike, he hasn't been on the court enough, especially last season where it was like, this is going to be that development year where you see him take the next step. We didn't see it because he had the damn foot injury. So I like Okongwu, me personally, better than Capella. I think he's got more upside. But that's just where I'm at. And obviously the Hawks feel the same way when they don't want to, you know, move on from either one of these guys. The Okongwu thing I understand. He's younger, Mike. He's cheaper than Clint Capella. It makes more sense. So I just feel like he has a lot more upside. If you're saying, is he going to average, what, 15 and 15 this year? No. That won't be his role. His role will be to go rebound and play defense, right? And when given opportunities, he'll score. But that's not going to be what Okongwu is going to do.
Right. So, look, Reece Achay, I don't think you should have any expectations for him. I mean, he's going to start because you can't have your number one guy in College Park. He's got to play. You know, I know you guys, we all loved. Now, this is the irony. How does Vit Krejci and Garrison Matthews, Gary Bird, you know, is Quinn Snyder going to be able to get the defense up when Trey's on the floor in the half court the way they did last year with DeJounte? Because we don't play defense. We're looking for size. We don't have a lot of size. Mm-hmm. Oh, check that. We picked up Cody Zeller.
Who?
Cody Zeller's on the Hawks. Yeah, man. Speaking of busted, so you got a backup there. I just thought the argument I'm making is you've got to do something to spark this thing.
We play defense.
Well, now he'll be with J.J. Redick trying to get the Lakers to play some defense out west as a coach with them. But it's still a relatively young team.
They got to do something.
But, I mean, DeAndre Hunter is 26, and yay, and you know what he's all about. You still got Bogey. They didn't lose Bogey. But they still. But Sadiq Bey hasn't got his deal, though, right?
No.
And he hasn't got a deal with anybody else.
No.
So we'll see where that goes. But it just, guys, you got to replace some of that production. That's what Carl and I were talking about. And I understand there's risks. Yes, there's risks with Brandon Ingram. There's risks crossing the street. You could get killed walking your doggy. Okay? You got to do something to spark this
there
team.
There it is. There it is.
Get us out of the rut.
Did you hear it? They got to do something. You heard it, right?
I mean.
There it is.
Hey, man.
They got to do something.
Now, look. I mean, look. If you're going to continue to give me some great pop-up concerts in the timeouts, I'm excited about that. But I would like to win about 45 or more basketball games. You know? Call me crazy.
404-726-0929. This is where we're at. And with this news coming out, this report today, you know, Mike and I are like, yeah. Okay,
just do something.
See, there it is again. They got to do something.
if you're telling me, well, you know what, we're going to see, Reece Achay is going to just dazzle people up and do my Doris Burke. Reece Achay could really hit the ground running here and could be a big-time outside potent scorer. Yeah, okay, but I mean, that's
still. Wait a minute, we're saying, he's not even up for the Rookie of the Year odds.
Yeah, he's we got guys.
Come on.
Because nobody in Vegas will bet the Hawks because nobody believes in the Hawks.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that it's accurate, but I'm saying, Mike, that's how they're looking. They got Stephon Castle in higher odds than our guy, and he was the number one pick.
Frankenstein, Zach Edey's got better odds to be Rookie of the Year than Reece Achay, the number one pick. So we're just frustrated because, you know, we like to see this team do something and not be in the play-in game. Because
what
here's the thing.
About it?
Yeah, nothing. If you like a team that's going to do nothing, this is the team for you. Wait, technically they did something. They traded DeJounte.
What you going to do about it?
Yeah, Clint.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.